This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. New Mexico health officials are planning for future rounds of vaccine distribution and have set up a new online portal for people to register for eventual vaccination. Health Secretary Dr. Tracy Collins said during a briefing yesterday that New Mexico is offering doses to healthcare workers and staff and residents of long-term care facilities as part of the first phase. Other groups will be able to schedule their vaccinations as the state receives more information about the number and timing of vaccine shipments in the coming weeks and months. The state has set up a registration app that enables New Mexicans to be notified when they qualify for the vaccine. New Mexico State University announced today that it will help the health department distribute vaccines to the general public at its campuses throughout the state once doses become available. The school already has lined up equipment and volunteers from the NMSU system and the Burrell College of Osteopathic Medicine to support the effort. State health officials today reported 1,174 new COVID-19 cases, bringing the total to over 133,000 since the pandemic began. There were also 40 additional deaths, pushing that total to 2,243. The Department of Health has identified at least one positive COVID-19 case in residents and/or staff in the past month at 128 long-term care facilities around the state. Around 15,000 residents previously ineligible for pandemic stimulus checks have started receiving payments from the state. The group includes immigrants in the country without work authorization. Officials with the New Mexico Human Services Department said the $465 relief payments began arriving this week via direct deposit or checks. The legislature allocated $5 million to the fund for those who hadn't received federal payments in April. Agency officials say they were able to identify an additional $2 million on top of that. Drawing from unspent federal relief funds, New Mexico's relief package was part of a $330 million appropriation that included additional money for New Mexicans already on unemployment or whose benefits had run out. Funding also was earmarked for more COVID-19 testing and support for food banks. A newly organized group says it will represent the interests of bars and entertainment venues in New Mexico that have been closed for most of 2020. Matt Kennicott is one of the organizers of the New Mexico Bar, Entertainment, and Nightclub Association. He told the Albuquerque Journal the bar owners have been severely impacted by the coronavirus pandemic and have not received much assistance. Bars, indoor movie theaters, and other event venues have been shuttered since early spring because of public health orders from the state. Under the state's red to green system of gradually reopening, they would remain closed, even if an area reaches the green level. In contrast, breweries and distilleries that serve food have been treated like restaurants under the public health orders. Kennicott said bar owners face an additional burden because they must still pay annual state liquor license fees that range from $750 to $1,300. This is KUNM.